SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the fighting continues, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a leading opposition figure announced the creation of a wartime cabinet focused on conducting the fight on Hamas. The new cabinet, consisting of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, a senior opposition figure and former defense minister, and current defense minister Yoav Gallant. It will focus only on issues of the war. Meanwhile, President Biden is dispatching his top diplomat to Israel.
Secretary of State Blinken will travel to the Jewish state on an urgent mission to show U.S. support after Saturday's surprise terrorist attacks. Officials say Blinken will deliver a message of solidarity and support. The U.S. has been without an ambassador to Israel since July.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says Blinken is scheduled to arrive in Israel tomorrow. Also at SRNNews.com, stalemated over a new House speaker. The Republican majority is scheduled to convene behind closed doors to try to vote on a nominee.
Lawmakers say today's private ballots to replace ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy could take a while. Two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, appear to be splitting the vote. McCarthy, who was openly ready to reclaim the gavel he just lost, told colleagues at a candidate forum late Tuesday not to put his name up for nomination.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the stalemate threatens to keep Congress partly shuttered. Lydia has now dissipated. That's after hitting land as a Category 4 hurricane near the resort of Puerto Vallarta, where one person was killed by a falling tree and two others were injured. The hurricane knocked over trees and blew off roofs. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points. The NASDAQ is up 37 points. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a man. The 28-year-old male, who is living as a female, won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal is not the only man who has won a women's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is also male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. This is SRN News. Japan says Chinese scientists will take part in an upcoming mission to verify the safety of its Fukushima wastewater release, to which Beijing has strongly objected.
This visit next week will see tests carried out on seawater, marine life and seafood from near the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant, where the latest discharge of wastewater used to cool the damaged reactors has begun. This inclusion of Chinese scientists will bring hope that Beijing's stringent opposition to the UN-approved release may be shifting. China had accused Japan of treating the Pacific Ocean as its sewer. Its blanket ban on Japanese seafood imports has left fishing communities reeling from the loss of their biggest international customer.
BBC correspondent Will Leonardo. Germany's government expecting the country's economy to shrink by 0.4% this year. The energy crisis, in combination with global economic weakness, are weighing down the German economy. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.